From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the flight path of a Russian fighter jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday and should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey has released audio recordings of what it claims are the Turkish military's warnings to the pilot of that Russian jet. More now from Dorian Jones.
The recording of a Turkish pilot warning a Russian warplane not to enter Turkey's airspace seconds before it was shot down. The release of the recording by Turkish authorities comes a day after the surviving Russian pilot claimed no warning was given. At a meeting Thursday in Ankara, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan defended the downing of the Russian plane, but insisted it was not aimed at Russia. The plane was shot down within the rules of engagement announced previously, Erdogan said. The nationality of the plane was unknown at the time of the incident. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 in an attack Thursday in a village in Niger's southern border area of Diffa. United Nations has put at 50 the number of attacks and clashes between Islamist fighters and Niger troops since February, dozens of them in the Diffa region. The Global Terrorism Index says that Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world, with 6,644 killings in 2014. Islamic State, to which Boko Haram has pledged allegiance, was responsible for 6,073 during the same year. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Putin said that Russia is open to greater cooperation with France and the U.S. in picking militant targets. British Prime Minister David Cameron appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against the Islamic State militants in Syria. Mr. Cameron says the attacks will make the country safer.
In the end, it comes back to this one main question. Should we take action? All those who say that ultimately we need a diplomatic solution and a transition to a new government in Syria, they are right. Working with a new representative government is the way to eradicate ISIL in Syria in the long term. But can we wait for that to happen before we take military action? I say we can't.
Prime Minister Cameron said the terrorist assault in Paris must act as a call to arms. Belgium has lowered the terror alert in the capital 5 days after raising it to the highest possible level. The Prime Minister says Brussels remains on high alert and soldiers will continue to patrol the streets in and around the capital. Security measures were initially taken because of fears that French and Belgian militants would carry out more terrorist attacks like the one in the Islamic State carried out in Paris on November the 13th. Belgian authorities have been pursuing a Brussels man suspected of participating in the Paris violence. So far, police have arrested 5 people on terrorism charges. German police have arrested 2 men in Berlin who are suspected of planning a serious attack. The arrest happened after a raid on an Islamic cultural center. Authorities say the suspects are aged 28 and 46 and have not released their identities or information on their alleged plot. Local German media reported one of the men was Syrian, the other Tunisian. The two Koreas have agreed to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. Unification Ministry spokesman says the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level on December the 11th in the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone, just inside North Korea. Meetings between mid-level officials began Thursday on the North Korean side of the truce village, Panmunjom. Major issues between the nations include reunions for the surviving members of families separated decades ago by the division of the Korean Peninsula. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.